The project we're doing right now is a short film based on a script that James Hager wrote, which was based on an idea that he and Nick had for a movie. I think James was planning on kind of writing it as a book, but I talked him into writing it as a script for a screenplay contest that we entered it in. So
Okay, and it's a short film or?
we're making a short film of a feature-length screenplay.
Okay.
So we're doing that to use it to kind of promote and hopefully get some funding to make the feature film.
What is the script and film about? It's zombies in a small town or what?
It's about essentially a zombie apocalypse. Zombies are pretty big right now, and essentially two idiots stuck in a Walmart and just trying to entertain themselves by killing zombies, I guess.
So what was the scene like up at Hammers? Was it pretty quick or?
The big zombie one the other night, we probably didn't make up for an hour outside, just like right on the sidewalk, as far out of the rain as we could get. And then took about like an hour and a half to film, just, and it was one scene, so we just ran the same scene about 12 times from and shot it from different angles. And I mean, that was just, that few hours probably covered about 15 seconds of screen time. So, and we did the previous week, we shot 3 days up at Hammers. We got there about 4:30 every morning and left by 7:30, and they let us film inside and kind of just do our own thing and unbabysat. So
Oh,
yeah, they just let us kind of do whatever we could. So yeah,
that's
it was
pretty
nice.
generous to have the run of the store like that.
Yeah, and I don't think we could have really worked that in a bigger town. That's why I kind of like that we're finally getting to do a kind of a big film project here, because everybody in Petersburg is like so excited to help. They're just like, here, go ahead. And you know, we called Kathy up at Hammers, and it was like, okay. I just, you know, asked nicely, but I was thinking to myself, like, if she says no, we can't even film this. Like, there's no way, because I mean, the whole thing takes place inside of a super center, and Hammers is the only place in town we could have done it. So just like, hey, what do you think? And she was just like, awesome, awesome, let's do it. Go ahead. Just let me know when you guys want to film. So it was pretty cool.
Have the two of you had training in filming and production and editing and all, or
None whatsoever.
No, no.
Not
Okay.
for me, anyways.
Yeah, I went to school, film school at the Art Institute of Seattle, and I got my Associate of Applied Arts in Videography and Digital Filmmaking, and I've been studying screenwriting at UCLA online. So I've kind of, I did that, but I haven't done, you know, in the last few years, I haven't done any big, like, organized projects. It's usually just like me filming. And yeah.
And so for this project, it's the two of you and Brandon as well,
Yeah,
or?
Brandon Thomas is our director of photography, so he's done everything with the camera, which is really cool because this is the first project where I haven't had to pay attention to the camera and then pay attention to what everybody else is doing. He just kind of knows exactly what I'm going for and sets up the shots, and so it's kind of nice. We all get to focus on our own jobs instead of, like, you know, it, a lot of people, when they want to make a film, it's two people doing everything and acting and everything. So it was nice. We got to all just have our individual roles, and we used all non-actors. I don't even think, well, Oren Pearson, he has done some stuff with the theater and probably maybe some other stuff that I don't know about, but everybody else in the movie, I think, is just people from Petersburg that fit the bill. And James and Nick are who the movie's based on, so it was easy to find a James and Nick to play. But yeah, I think this is everybody, most everybody's first time doing anything like this, and so it's been pretty fun.
Nick, what's your favorite line of your speaking part, or do you have many speaking parts, or?
No, I'm just a pretty face. They
Okay.
don't give me any lines. I don't know. I think some of my favorite stuff so far was just ad-libbing and goofing off up there. I can't really remember any lines off the top of my head. Now you put me on the spot like that.
No, we had a, I wrote up kind of an idea script. It was like 5 pages long, and I think we probably used maybe 10 lines from the entire, I mean, they pretty much made up everything on the fly. Same with Oren and those guys, and even with just like their actions and what they were doing aside from talking, it was kind of like we had a bare bones script, but they just kind of ran with it and made up their own stuff. So that was kind of fun.
More physical stunts that were a little bit funner to do, like getting hit with baseball bats and kicking people and leaping over people. That was a little bit more fun.
Of course, you can't break everything apart up in that store because you're just there momentarily.
Yeah, the worst thing we did was we had a zombie that was digging through the tea aisle and just knocking everything off the shelf. I almost jumped in once or twice, like, oh my God, we should probably stop. But it was, yeah, that's the most damage we did.
Had to put back a lot of cat food at one point.